1 Kings 21 and verse 4. Now, this is not a discourse that I leap to deliver. It gives me no great pleasure to speak upon this verse, but here it is in the Word of God. Naboth has refused, the Lord forbid, that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers. He's addressing Ahab. Ahab has made a generous offer, but it's completely unlawful, against Scripture, against the commandments of God, against the law of God. And Naboth has stood his ground. The Lord forbid. I cannot, I will not give you my father's inheritance. No. So how does Ahab react? Well, he should be convicted of his sin here. Naboth has put his finger on it. The Lord forbid. I can't do it. This is not just an expletive. This is not an expletive. This is a direct statement. This is a clear statement. He's reminding Ahab, the word of God says it, the law of God says it. No, you shouldn't be asking me for this. And Ahab should have reacted in repentance. He should have confessed his sin here and thanked Naboth and congratulated him on standing up to the king and not sinning against the Lord, but not at all. So Ahab went home sullen and angry because Naboth the Jezreelite had said, I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. He lay on his bed, sulking, and refused to eat. 1 Kings 21, verse 4. We're talking about a king, my friends. We're talking about a king of Israel. The people of God. Under God's covenant. Under his law. This man should be up there with the priests, with the prophets, ruling this people, governing this people. He can't even govern himself. He's a spoiled brat. Utter carnality is being displayed here. Jesus told us, where a man's treasure is, there will his heart be also. Touch a man's treasure, you touch his heart, and it shows. You can see where Ahab's treasure is. You can see where Ahab's heart is. You can see what makes this man tick, and touch him. Touch him on his possessions. Touch him on what he wants. And this man goes absolutely to pieces. I say man. He's a spoiled brat. This man is ruler of this nation. Now, it has been said that a nation gets the rulers it deserves. That tells you what this nation is like then, if that's true. But of course, it's not just history. And although there are exceptions, there are plenty of examples in history of people like Ahab. Rulers, governors, princes, politicians, tennis players. And they've shown that they're spoiled brats. They want their way, and when they don't get it, they kick up a tantrum. You touch their treasure, you touch their heart, and it shows. Ahab is puerile here. He's childish. He's infantile. He's a spoiled man. Spoiled by his wife, as we shall see. This man, by his reaction, shows what he is. Look how moody he is, sullen he is, angry, displeased. He stamps around. He slams the doors. He flings himself on his bed. He's petulant. He shows his temper. He loses his temper. He refuses food. Well, he's behaving not like a king, but as I say, a spoiled brat. His wife is no help to him, a naughty boy. He's kicking up a paddy. Now, is this just a historical event? I've said no. Is it a historical example? No. In my own time, I've lived to see tennis players, presidents, princes behaving like this. My friends, it happens amongst believers too. In some believers' homes, in some churches, in their workplace or whatever. How are you, my friend? If anything thwarts your purpose, how do you react? Do you fly off the handle? Do you sit in your corner moping? Do you refuse to talk? Are you stubborn? Are you childish? Do you pick up your bat and ball and stalk off? Well, you're like Ahab. Jealousy, discontent. These things are terrible tyrants. In the new covenant, by the Spirit of God, God gives grace to his people. Look at the apostle, Philippians 4, 6 to 7 and 10 to 13. Pray to God. Trust in God. The peace of God, passing all understanding, will keep your heart. I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. This is the spirit of the Christian. Oh, for grace. When things go wrong, and they do go wrong, when our wishes are crossed, when our desires are frustrated, may we show not a carnal spirit like Ahab, but a gracious spirit, a holy, submissive spirit. Don't forget that Ahab was asking for something unlawful here. Naboth's reply, as I said, should have embarrassed Ahab, should have brought him to repentance, should have rebuked him. He should have stopped and he should have thanked this man for being such a faithful man to the word of God. He should have congratulated him. But no, by his reactions, he shows that he's an utterly carnal man, childish. Well, my friend, I challenge myself here, and I challenge you. How do you react? If God has convicted you here on this text, Naboth refuses and Ahab goes home sullen, angry. He lay on his bed sulking and refusing to eat. If that is your character, if that is how you're reacting, then seek the Lord now for forgiveness. May God give you a new heart and a new spirit. And me too, yes. And may we learn contentment in all the things that cross us in our lives. And things do cross us. We're not the prosperity gospel sort of people. Things do go astray and awry in our lives as we think. But God is working his purposes out. And can we not resign ourselves to the Lord? And may we show in our adverse circumstances, show to a watching world, and it is watching, that we have a right spirit, that our treasure is not in this life, not now, not here. Our treasure is above and is in Christ, and nothing can touch that treasure. So whatever happens today, my brothers and sisters, may we cast ourselves upon the Lord and show to the world around and to other saints that we have the right spirit, the spirit of the grace of God by the Holy Spirit in the new covenant, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5. May we show it in our lives today, and God forgive us where we have failed. May we learn from this dreadful, negative example set before us in the Word of God, the spoiled brat. God deliver us from that, ourselves. God deliver our churches from it. God deliver our nations from it. God deliver our rulers from it. May we be, as believers though, this is the main lesson here, may we be more like Christ. Father, not my will, but yours be done.